Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es dem Ei, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. Reitz el hafrish truma utrumas meiser kachas. Now we're talking about someone who says, see how you do it by demai. Once you get it, it's really not that complicated. I want to do the same thing, but I have, in other words, I don't have demai. I have real tevel. I know for sure no trumas and meisers were taken from it. So first of all, we're going to say, so you have to take off truma gedayla and give it to the kayan. That we didn't have to do with demai. Let me just tell you that according to the cheshbonus of the Mishnah, there's no afrashas chala here. So it must be we're not talking about bread or a dough. We're talking about peiros. Now, generally speaking, when I have tevel, so I separate truma gedayla, I give it to the kayan. I separate my serishin, and I do have to give it to the levi. That's really what you're supposed to do with my serishin. The reason I don't give it to the levi by demai is because the levi has to prove that it wasn't taken off, but here I know it wasn't taken off yet. Separate my Sushani, I have to bring it to Yishlaim or redeem it. I separate my Sur'ani during a my Sur'ani year, I give it to the poor people. By Tevel, by regular Tevel, I don't take off Trumas Meiser. That the Levi does. When the Levi gets his Meiser, he takes off Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kayan. It's just that by Demai, I have to do it because I'm not giving it to the Levi, so I have to take care of the Trumas Meiser. It seems, though, that our friend over here in this Mishnah says, I want to take off Trumas Meiser also. I want to give to the Kayan both the regular Truma and the Trumas Meiser, which is the Truma from the Meiser. I want to know if someone goes now and takes this Meiser from the Levi, in case the Levi didn't take off Trumas Meiser, they shouldn't have any problems. There may be a variety of reasons why he would want to do this. Now, who says I can? If I'm supposed to give the whole Meiser to the Levi and the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser, so am I the Balabas to take off his Trumas Meiser? And the answer is, Enchanami, it's not so pashut. But our Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla, who holds this way. That a Yisrael, if he wants to, can take off the Trumas Meiser. The Melech HaShloimeh brings over here, it could be, even according to the Manda Amar, that normally Yisrael cannot take off Trumas Meiser, but we're talking about a Levi here. He himself is a Levi. If that's the case, everybody would hold that he could take off the Trumas Meiser from the Meisers. Either way, this is what he wants to do. He wants to take off both Trumas Meiser and the regular Truma. I want to know that this is free and clear. Nothing else has to be taken over here. So Zuck the Mishnah. Again, we're dealing with regular Tevel, not with Demai. Haroitzev, Samawansu, Lahafrish, Trumi wants to separate the Truma Gedayla that goes to the Kayan. Utrumas Meiser, and the Trumas Meiser that normally the Levi takes from his Meiser and gives to the Kayan, he wants to do it Ka'achas, in one shot. He wants the Trumas Meiser and the Truma to kind of be put together in such a way that he does it in one shot. Zakta Mishnah Neutel, here to Neutel means he makes a simen at the edge, let's say, of the Peirois, without physically separating any of the Peirois. And he's going to mark off, from his mark till the end of the Peirois, Echad Mishloishim V'Sholosh Ushlish. He's going to mark off 33 and a third. He has a pile of Peirois, he's going to mark off 33 and a third. Just like by the Chal in the previous Mishnah. He had to mark off a hundredth for the Trumas Meiser, and then another 48th for the Chala. Here we're saying the Cheshbon is 33 and a third of the pile of Peiros. Why do I have to have 33 and a third from my mark until the end of the pile? Because that's going to be my shear for both Truma Gedayla and Trumas Meiser. Let's say I have a pile of Peiros here. We'll try to make things as simple as possible. And in this pile of Peiros, I have 33 and a third pounds of Peiros, or saw of Peiros. Doesn't make a difference. The shear of Truma Gedayla is a 50th. The shear of Trumas Meiser is a 100th. So if I have 33 and a third saw of Peiros, so one saw is a 33 and a third. So I'm going to make my mark and separate one saw over here, which is a 33 and a third, out of my total 33 and a third saw of Peiros. Do you like fractions? Fractions are very hard for me. But the Batanura tells us that 33 and a third is equal to 3/100. Maybe at the end of the Mishnah we'll explain why. But now take my word for it. So if I need 2/100 for Truma Gedayla and another 1/100 for Trumas Meiser, I need 3/100. 3 times 1/100 of this entire pile. So if I separate it over here, 3/100, 3 times 1/100 of the pile, I have enough for my Truma Gedayla and Trumas Meiser. V'Omer, he's going to say as follows. He's going to point to the part between the mark and the edge of the pile. And I have over here 3 1/100ths. Echad mimeya mimashiyeshkan, 1 of the 3 1/100ths that I have over here. Hareze betzadze, on this side over here, between my mark and the end of the peiris, is chulin. I want that to remain chulin. The hashar, the rest of the peiris, between my mark and the end, if 1/100th remains chulin, so there's 2/100th left, that should be truma ala kol. That's my truma gedoyla that goes to the kai. That's what I need. 2/100th. Umeya chulin sheyeshkan, and the 1/100th that's chulin, which I stated very clearly, I want that to remain chulin, hareze betzadzeh, on this side, between the mark and the end of the pile, Meiser, first I'm saying it's Meiser. That's not enough Meiser. Meiser has to be 10% of the whole thing. Okay. Ushara Meiser, the rest of the Meiser region that I have to take, Samachla, that's on the other side of the mark. So now I have my full Meiser region that has been designated, but I didn't take Trumas Meiser out of it. 1/10th of the Meiser is between the mark and the end of the papers. The other 9/10ths of the Meiser is on the other side of the mark, just like we had with the loaf of bread. Zeh. Now, getting back to the area between my mark and the end of the peiros, I have that 1/100th that remained chulin, which is part of the total 10% of Meiser. So, Zesha Sisi Meiser, this 1/100th on the side between the mark and the end of the peiros, which I already turned into Meiser, Osu Trumas Meiser Olav. This is now going to become my Trumas Meiser on the whole Meiserisha. What's left? Meiser Sheni, assuming it's a Meiser Sheni here. So Meiser Sheni, but Tzvaynu, but that's going to be on the north or the south side. Here too, it doesn't have to physically separate it because a Mechul Lalamais is going to redeem it for money. So really, Mishnah Beis is the same as Mishnah Aleph, except that we're talking about pay rice. We need a practical schedule for him because he wants to do both Truma and Trumas Meiser, and you can't take Trumas Meiser before you take off Meisers. And you have to take Truma before you take off Meisers. So that's why he has to do it this way. So again, this is our Chazar. He has a pile of Peiros over here. He wants to separate both Truma Gedoyla, which goes to the Kayan, and Trumas Meiser, which is the Truma from the Meiser. He's going to give the Truma Gedoyla to the Kayan and the Meiser to the Levi. Although normally the Levi has to take off Truma's Meiser, he wants to do it. He has a reason that he wants to do it. It goes according to the opinion that he can. So what he's going to do is, just like he did with the challah, but here it's pay rice. And again, we're saying it's pay rice because there's no challah here. There's no afreshes challah. He's going to make a mark and separate a 33rd and a third from the edge of the mark till the end of the pile of pay rice is a 33rd and a third of the total pile. That's how much he needs for his Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser. Let's say in the total pile, there's 33 and a third saw, he'll have to separate one saw. The one saw is his 33 and a third. Why do I need 33 and a third? Because 33 and a third is 3/100ths. And Truma is Echad Mechamishim, is 1/50th, that's 2/100ths. 1/50th is the same as 2/100ths. He needs another 1/100th for his Trumas Meiser. See, he has a total of 3/100ths. That's the 33 and a third. Now that I know I have 33 and a third from my mark till the end of the peiros, I declare my Truma. You have to declare Truma before Meiser. So I say, Okay, focusing here on from my mark till the end of the pay rice, I have 3 hundredths. 2 of those hundredths are my truma. The rest must remain chulin. I need it to remain chulin because I have to declare now maestris only on chulin. My maestro is going to be the 100th that's left over here after I took off the 200ths on the side between the mark and the end. And whatever else I need for a total of 10% from the other side. Now that it all became meiser, I say, okay, so what's left over here? The 100th that was left between the mark and the end of the payrus that did not become Truma Gedayla, that's my Trumas Meiser. And then I say my Meiser Sheni is either on the north side or the south side, and I redeem it so I don't have to physically separate it afterwards. Okay, now you're going to ask me, how come 33 and a third equals the 3 hundredths? So the Batnura says as follows. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. If you want, you can just listen. If I have 33 and a third saw here in the whole pile, and we're going to divide every saw into three, I'm going to have 100 thirds. Where do I get 100? Well, almost 100. Because if I have 33 saw over here, 33 and a third saw, and I divide each one into three, I have 3 times 33, which is 99. 99? Okay, so I have an extra saw. You told me 100. Okay, so divide that saw into three, so I have another third. So I have 33 and a third. So you can work on that a little bit. Take out a pen and paper. But the main thing to know from this Mishnah is, if you want to take off Truma and Trumas Meiser together, you're going to need 33 and a third. Mark it off and then proceed with the order of the Mishnah to make sure you do your Truma Gedayla first, then the Meiser, and then the Trumas Meiser.